I just heard that the most likable man in Hollywood, Tom Hanks, and his wife, Rita Wilson, are donating their antibodies to the cause. Tom and Rita publicly shared their personal experience with having COVID-19. Some early research has suggested that antibodies produced by those who survived the disease, when gleaned and given to current sufferers, could help fight the effects of the virus. It's still being studied, but I couldn't feel more warmly towards Tom and Rita right now. Now, I don't know Tom Hanks or Rita Wilson, not in the corporeal sense, which, talking about this, is the more important sense, I suppose. I only know them from their images or on a variety of screens, large and small. Tom more than Rita, to be honest, but still, if I can push a metaphor, I know their other antibodies. After all, what has Tom Hanks been on screen in that liquid medium other than an antibody to counter the effects of what sometimes feels like an ill society? Now, chances are you won't get any of Tom Hanks's real antibodies, but you can always get the other kind. Watch a Tom Hanks movie. You'll feel better. Bound to happen. It was bound to happen. It being the it we all knew was bound to happen. The it that bound us to its happening so that the it became the thing and we were bound to both it and thing, if not exactly to each other, although there was still that hope, the hope that became the what in all of this that is bound to happen. Doing time. Everyone is supposed to love me and want to spend time with me, but now everyone is sick, or thinks they're sick, or thinks they're going to get sick, or thinks everyone else is sick, or to be and being have separated. Normally, I could do this kind of alone time standing on my head. I got my projects and my prospects. There's always something to do. But time's changed, which begs the eternal question, what time is it when an elephant sits on a clock? Facial recognition. I've been working on my facial recognition skills lately, studying forehead furrows, brow inclinations, the subtle origami of crow's feet, the spectrum-bending quicksand of irises. I'm no better than before, and I was inept before. I've had to flatten the curve in my own way regarding eyes, and now that we no longer have noses or mouths, I've noticed ears, the angle and projection of ears pulled by masks out and forward, sticking out like a bat's, perfect for echolocation, which, come to think of it, could be more useful in the future than facial recognition. Falling short. I have, more often than not, fallen short of poetry, missed the mark, stripped the threads, peddled in cures, taken a header, been left wombly, cross-eyed, crow-footed, and titter-tattered, and it was fine to ask, who cared? Now the models suggest we must, as there will be a sharp increase in the increase of the lessening of everything, of the numbers, of qualifications, of sunlight on water, of breath, empiricism, and lyrical expression. Everything, excepting the dead, media tentacles, the presidency, and recovery paradigms. So I have set a plank across the muddy divide, invited, as poets sometimes do, all the old gods to cross the waste, to inhabit Zuckerberg's palimpsest, our phones and poems, to help us make sense of all this new, to shine their light inside us, armed with disinfectant, hand sanitizer, and toilet paper, and show us the way. Alas, they are as useless as the new one in his insentient slumber, are only able to interpret through their mask the same old pain in the same old way, tell the same old tawdry tales of their tawdry kin, tales drawn and quartered, conflated and reimagined and put on display for a yawning public as if that will help. And yet, These things, I suppose, must play out. Play out in plays and poems and tweets and interminable briefings. Play out no matter how old or new, how brave or indifferent. We know we must always try and fail and try and fail and know and recover with that and that alone. Despite wanting to call out, come back. Come back, real thing. Come back. Narrative. I need narrative now more than ever. I need a semblance of order in return. I read this. I understand that. I feel tired now more than before. Something like sea legs, you know. The more the boat rocks, etc. Of beyond. At some point in the third pandemic of the 21st century, I plan on finding myself. I'll write that beatific epic poem of isolation, the be-all of all this, the end-all of the end-all. In the meantime, I'll sort the laundry, do the dishes, wipe the counters, wash my hands, wear a mask, make up a list of ostriches and armadillos. Mind you, we don't have them here. Not yet, anyway. Not sure we want them either, what with wildlife taking over the streets now we're gone. We don't have much where we are but words. Lots of them, and feel the need to use at least some of them, some more than others. Not necessarily according to need or intention, like absurd defense is a right of constitution in nature, and enslavement and a mirrored fact of fear. Not to flog a dead horse, but surely there must be a difference between I will not be silenced and I will not be silent. When I am awake and another is sleeping, I am careful not to slam the doors of the kitchen cabinets. That thing. Oh, there it is. That thing I've been looking for. That thing that makes me speak in complete sentences. That thing that holds the string that pulls the spring that turns the wheel that activates the gear that plucks the cord that I had almost forgotten. The long haul. Come leaf out. Come pale tender green of poplar, come birdsong, come gnats and ticks and dandelions and flaming dogwood and aged bumblebees. Come long sun and open water, come weekenders and red-faced anglers, come campers and canoeists and bar hoppers and bullshitters. Come patience and time and next year. Come next year.